It is time on this Tuesday morning for our member spotlight brought to you by the West Bend Area Chamber of Commerce, recognizing businesses and organizations in our community. My guest this morning in the studio, we have Mike Hartwell here from the West Bend Optimists. Good morning.
Morning, Rick. It's great to be back in the studio with you. It's been a while.
Yeah. Things been good?
Things have been very good. It's in retirement. I get to do lots of activities like the Optimist Club.
Yeah. And explain a little bit about what the Optimist Club is.
The Optimist Club is a civic organization like so many others that you hear about on a regular basis, whether it be the Rotary, the Kiwanis, the JCs. The big difference is we're a small club, and we keep everything, what I call at the grassroots level, dealing directly with the kids, because our motto is to bring out the best in kids. And we try to recognize those good things that kids are doing, because we hear all the time about the bad things that kids are doing. And we try to recognize some of those good things. Something as simple as a student of the month for a middle schooler to come in, have lunch with us, and we get to hear about the great things that those kids are doing and what they're looking to achieve in the future. To things like the scholarship in honor of one of our former members that we give $1,000 to a high school senior. And this year we were able to increase that and give away two $1,000 scholarships to two different high school seniors.
Great. And also you're involved in a lot of community events that involve kids, including one that was a big one that happened over the weekend.
Oh, it was huge. The mud run that the Park and Rec puts on down at Regner Park is a huge event. And years ago, we started doing a water station, just simple giving out cups of water to the kids. And this year, I know they had just under 2,500 kids registered for the event. And we set up out in the outfield of the One Ball Diamond about halfway through the event for the kids. And they come past our station twice, and we just give away cups of water. But having all those kids come through and, oh, thank you. Can I have a cup of water? Thank you so much. You know, it's just great to see. And a great organization behind it that puts it on with a lot of sponsors from different organizations. But just being a part of it and giving away that water is such a simple thing to do, but it's fun.
So you've been involved with the Optimists for a while. Mike, tell me how you got involved.
Way back when I was with the police department, I was in charge of the Explore program, or I'd just taken it over back in like 97. And I wanted to do something to recognize the explorers that we had one and create basically an Explore of the Year program. And what I did, I knew the Optimist Club focused in on youth. So I had approached them in 98 about putting up some money for an Explore of the Year award. And they agreed to do that. So in 1999, Matt Rollinger became the first Explorer of the Year, receiving $250 as a scholarship to help pay for, whether it's a semester of books or whatever, as they move into that law enforcement career. So the Explorer of the Year award became the Cadet of the Year award, and that's been going on ever since. And going to those meetings every year with that Explorer who is receiving the award, at the end of the meetings, they always say the Optimist Creed. And over time, that creed is how I truly live my life. And, you know, if you don't know the Optimist Creed, just do a simple Google search and you'll find it. It's all over the internet. But it's just a lot of little things that lead to a better life and world of optimism. And so about 10, 12 years ago or so, I finally got off my butt myself and joined the Optimist Club and been an active member ever since.
All right. And you guys do projects year-round in West Bend, although you kind of have a new year that starts in August, I think is what you said.
We meet twice a month. Generally, the first and third Thursday of the month, we have a lunch or a breakfast meeting. And again, the board is getting ready to decide what we're going to do this next year on how that's going to look. But we basically take the summer off other than working like the mud run. And we just did a bartending event for Music on Main. We take the summer months off, so we'll resume again the third Thursday in August, picking up for the next upcoming year. And again, it's that time of year where we're looking for new members, like all civic organizations are. But we're going to have another great year with all the different things that we do. And again, just keeping it very simple and at that level of bringing out the best in kids in highlighting some of the positive things that they do.
And if people are interested in becoming a member, are there qualifications and how do they get a hold of somebody to find out more?
Qualifications, there's really none. You can live anywhere. It's not like you got to be a West Bend resident or a Washington County resident. We look for somebody who has an optimistic point of view And if they want to join the club, they can simply contact me, or they can go to our website of OptimistClubOfWestBend.org. We have a Facebook page out there, Optimist Club of West Bend. Or you can email us, OptimistClubOfWestBend@gmail.com. We're pretty easy to get a hold of. A simple Google search will come up with all different ways to contact us.
All right. And you said meetings are typically twice a month.
Twice a month. Right now, it's the first and third Thursday. We meet at noon, and we're working out where we're going to meet this next year for our lunch meetings.
Okay. All right. What else should people know, Mike?
Well, it's a fun organization. We get out there and just try to make a difference, again, with the youth in our community. I was just approached. The membership doesn't even know this yet, so those that are listening will be a little bit surprised. But we were approached about being a charter organization for a scout unit. Simply, there's some things that are changing within that world to where some organizations that have chartered the scouts previously have had a change in philosophy. So the scouts are looking for different organizations to charter units, and it's something that I think our organization will probably take on, but that's going to be a decision amongst our membership when we have that discussion. And to me, it's exciting because I have a background in scouting as well, and we did a similar thing with the American Legion where we just took on a post last year, or excuse me, not a post, a scouting unit last year as the charting organization. So again, a great opportunity for us to be involved with youth in a different capacity.
Sure, sure. All right, and again, really, if they want to find out more, Mike, they just take a look online and find out how to get in touch. And
yeah, or you can call me directly. My number, Google me online, Mike Hartwell. I'm out there all over the place, but my number is 262-305-4036.
All right. Anything else you want to pass along, sir?
No, we'd love to have some more membership. Again, over the last couple of years, we've gotten some new members in, some younger members that are very energetic and given us a lot of good focus moving forward with some new leadership in various positions, and it's fun.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in. Good to
Thanks
see you
Thanks for having
again.
Us, Rick. It was good seeing you again.
Mike Hartwell from the Optimist Club of West Bend. If you'd like to learn more about getting your business or organization involved with the West Bend Area Chamber of Commerce, you can contact the Chamber at 262-338-2666. And join us again next Tuesday morning about this same time for our next member spotlight here on WIBD.